do 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 do. Now, from the left coast to the D.C. Beltway, covering the topics you love to hate and hate to miss, it's Silk and Antrim.
Oh, yeah. Did I hear that little screechy there? I knew that was you. I'm thinking to myself, does that really happen
get
in the
my
music?
Groove on.
I don't think so.
Gotta get my groove on.
Yeah, I know. No matter what's going on in the world, we listen to this and we just get our groove on. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Silk and Antrim Show. Kathleen Antrim, Jane Silk.
It seems like election officials, we were talking about that last week about Brenda Snipes, the Dr. Brenda Snipes.
And supposedly
in Florida.
She's resigning, which I can't believe was there as long as she was. I mean,
really?
I would like to say that she's incompetent, but I honestly just think she's corrupt.
I believe she is corrupt. I mean, how do you explain a whole box of provisional ballots going missing and a teacher finding it? Miramar is a city unto itself within Broward County. And right after the elections, like 3-4 days after the elections or 3 days after the elections, a teacher in the Miramar High School, who obviously was a polling station, I imagine, of some kind, was going into the storage room to look for some supplies and came upon a ballot box. You know, we had posted that picture on Main Street. Why did they put them there?
And, you know, you would think that possibly this is a problem. You know, maybe there's a problem with the system in Florida. But let's face facts. The whole rest of the state got it right. They could do it. I mean, this is unbelievable, this one county, the fact that, you know, they lose ballots or they hide them.
And, you know, here we go back to this voter ID. If you can get a driver's license, if there's somebody who's on the low end of the totem pole or the low end of the financial scale, but they go and get a driver's license and they spend whatever it is that their state demands that they spend for a driver's license, in most states, IDs are free. So how could a voter ID, you know, saying that you're a citizen of this country or that you're eligible to vote, how is that being racist?